You hear that, Sam? That is the sound of an Apple event. It's here!
Yes,
finally!
Baby!
It's here, everybody!
We made it!
It's here!
Let's go, everybody!
Can you believe it? I can't believe this is occurring. This is not... You might be like, is this clickbait? Is this Photoshop?
No.
Did someone make this on Twitter? No.
Well, somebody
just
made
a real
it,
invite.
Dude, it's happening. Apple event, May 7th. Hold on. 7 a.m.?
Wait, what?
Dude, it's at 7 a.m. You didn't know that?
Huh.
You didn't read the fine print, Buster?
No, I never do.
I'm aware.
I've been watching Apple events for like the last 15 years. I don't assume they're at 7 a.m.
Dude, I was so excited, and then I read the time. It is 7 a.m. California time.
So you really gotta raw dog it.
I don't go to bed till 3 or 4 a.m., so I might as well just stay up.
I was just going to say, that's enough to where you got to decide now.
Yeah.
Do you just keep the train rolling, or do you park the train for a couple hours?
They're going to have to park the train for a couple hours, because it's going to be a long day.
I don't think you can park it.
This, I feel like I have a lot of thoughts about this, because I was told, I don't know about you, I was told... that there was no Apple event happening for iPads.
Yeah, I was also told explicitly that there's don't expect an event is what I was told.
Let me back up. Mm-hmm. In October of 2023, I was told there was going to be a March Apple event for iPads. Mm-hmm. And then it became February, and I was told iPads in March, no event. And then it became March, and I heard no event, iPads, April. And then it's still currently April at the time of recording, and I was told iPads, May. And then Apple has finally come out and said, not only are you getting iPads, you are also getting the first Apple event of 2023. And the first May event ever?
Yes.
Wait a second. Something just clicked in my head.
It might be.
We're getting...
It might be.
Two Apple events back to back. We're getting one on May 7th and one on June 10th. Like, Dub Dub is a month away.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, time. I don't like time. Time can die. Don't like it. It only goes one direction.
And that's down.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I was shocked to see this.
Why were you shocked? Could it be because a singular man, the source in Apple News, had said that for the last 4 months an iPad was dropping, and then it was like, just kidding, iPad's going to come out later, and it was like, okay, just kidding, it's actually coming out in May, or April, sorry, just kidding, it might be in May, don't expect an event, and then an event was announced by Apple, and we were surprised, and then that same person was like, yeah, as expected, here's the Apple event, you know what I have for that person?
You are fake news.
Yeah, it's true. Here's the thing, yeah, we heard in March 3rd, Gurman, no Apple event planned for upcoming iPad.
That's the funny thing. That's the really hilarious thing about other tech blogs is like Mark can't also delete their article. He can delete his tweets, but he can't delete their articles.
Yeah.
Once it ships, it ships.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, we got a little tweet from our boy, Tim Cook, who decided to share with everybody, hey, we've got an Apple event coming up. And Tim basically confirmed. I mean, come on.
Wonder what it is.
Like it
looks like music.
Ooh.
Music on iPad.
Yeah, confirm.
Music on AI
Bubble
music
on
iPad, confirm.
And I'm sure that there would still be some people that would say, no, the Apple invites don't mean anything. Everybody just stop, guys.
Dude, every
stop.
Year for Genius Bar, we have to have this conversation with these people. Can we be serious? Look at it.
Tim
Look
Cook said,
invite.
Quote, I'm releasing new iPads on May 7th. They'd be like, okay, so he doesn't literally mean iPads, though. He's referencing some form of a tech, but we couldn't say maybe which one.
Is this the most obvious Apple invite yet, you think? I mean, there's a hand holding an Apple Pencil at the end.
There was one more I feel like was super obvious a while ago. I mean, to me, they're all kind of obvious. Like, remember the Dub Dub last year was the pancake lens design?
Because
it was a VR headset, and then everybody said, no, you're stretching. You don't know what you're...
Yeah.
You know what? I should make a Sam track for all the things I called based on Apple voice that came true.
Yeah.
It's happening. I want to know what you're most excited for. I want to know what you're
That's
expecting.
Really interesting. Did you see that?
What?
Okay. I don't know. There's a part of this where they show, like, okay, for audio listeners, there are multiple Apple logo graphics. Right here, watch what they do here, how they get rid of this.
Do they select each section?
They select, and it, like, I wonder if that's AI. Like, I wonder if the Photos app, you'll be able to, like, just select and clear things out or, like,
well,
add things, you know?
We are now hearing, as of today, based off of Mark Gurman once again, that the iPad is going to have an M4 chip. It's going to be the first product that Apple announces with the Apple M4 chip inside, which is said to be specifically tailored to AI, which plays into just what you were saying, Butto.
Yeah. Funny thing. Mark tweeted when they announced the Apple event, like, he also tweeted the event thing. And I replied to his tweet, because this was after months of us complaining about him on Twitter. And I just said, you nailed it, Mark. Like, complete and total sarcasm, because he definitely didn't nail it. He did whatever the opposite of nailing it is. And he replied to me. And he said, I wish I would have taken a screenshot of it. But he was like, thanks, man. Like, something. He, like, thanked me and was cool. And then he realized he was being mocked because of the replies, and he deleted his tweet. I wish I would have taken a screenshot, because at first he didn't get the joke, and then he got the joke.
Also, did I just leak any DMs that were open? I don't think that these...
Well, why would you open them now? I wasn't showing them previously.
Nothing's there. Anyway.
Yeah, he said, thanks, man, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is silly.
He said, thanks, man, and tweeted it. He tweeted it. He said, thanks, man. And there was a screenshot of one of his articles where he said something about iPad in May or something. And then even, like, Joe from Mac Rumors, who was usually a Mark Gurman stan, replied. Yeah. And was like, You, I love your work. You know, I'm not usually a hater, but you also said this and took a screenshot. And then he realized that I was making fun of him, deleted his tweet. Still not blocked yet, though. So, you know, we're still cooking.
We're still here. You still got a chance.
So are we believing this? It's hard. Like, I do believe it,
yeah,
but it's getting hard.
Because
it's coming from the same guy that just absolutely had this wrong every step of the way.
Yeah.
Which is rare for Mark Gurman.
I mean, shout out to Gurman. Great newsletter this week. I haven't had time to tweet everything on Apple Track, but that will be coming shortly. Very good. Very good thing. I mean, M4 sounds exciting. AI specific chip. Kind of. Yeah. I mean, it seems really early. We just got M3 in October.
Going straight to M4 is crazy, but...
It's
really not that crazy when you remember that we didn't get an update for, like, the last two fucking years. So this is setting us up for three more years.
Fair, man. I am very excited, of course, for the OLED iPads. But yeah. I know you're not a big iPad Pro guy. Will you be buying one of these? Or are you just
unless something is crazy impressive that I can use it for, I'll probably end up buying one of the new iPads. It just probably won't be the Pro.
So an Air?
That's my, like, work iPad. If I do any work on an iPad, it's the iPad Air. It still doesn't even hold a candle to the Mini, but we don't need to get started there.
You're using an iPad Air to work? You can't even, I don't even know that it was possible to use any iPad to work.
What do you mean? I use it for all the scripting for FBT. It's the same iPad that I hold in the show.
Okay, sick. Can you just get an iPad Pro so you can have an OLED
display?
Okay,
sick. Why?
Because it's going to look so much better.
I use my iPad Air for 45 minutes.
Let's say the elephant in a room. You're aging.
Your eyes
are starting to shrivel up because they're looking at this bright LED, cheap LCD. You need OLED. You need you need the Retina display for your own eyes, which is the new OLED on the iPad.
Mm, okay, I see.
And
it's
because
of my age.
It's going to be great.
I'm getting up there. Okay,
yeah,
I see.
Me too.
It's not that I'm a professional. It's that I'm an old man.
Yeah. It is funny that they call the iPad Pro the Pro, though.
Yeah, okay. This the same guy that's telling me why wouldn't you get an iPad Pro is the same guy that like says that it's not a real computer or it's a bad computer. Why would you get the most bad computer instead of just getting an iPad that iPads?
Well, I really like watching videos on it.
You're really...
And you got to have the best screen for the best video.
Sometimes I wish a bald eagle would just swoop in and take you, like while we're recording. Just fucking. If I had the patience and we weren't recording this at 5:30 p.m. and the show's got to go out in 2 hours, I would definitely have an eagle come and take you just for fun.
Thank you. That's yeah. I wouldn't blame you either. Some days I wish an eagle could take me, but I also hope that an eagle can take a word from today's sponsor.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, man.
I want to talk about no-brainer decisions that I make in my life.
Okay.
Like, okay, I shower. First thing every day, I lay in bed and air out my balls. I let them dry with the air. No-brainer decision. It happens by default every time. Also by default, I have packages. I got to ship them out. We have packages. We have a business. The business depends on the packages we're sending out. Another no-brainer decision is working with today's sponsor, Stamps.com, everybody. We love Stamps.com over here. Stamps.com is like having the post office in your pocket.
Huh? I just feel like you could have made a better comparison by saying they ship my package better than anybody else.
You really ruined this for me. You're really tanking the ad read.
Okay,
now.
Let me save you. Let me save you because okay, here's what us. It's like. With stamps.com, they take care of your mailing and your shipping regardless of where you are, even if you're on the go. I've done this before. I've had a package. I've been like, "I don't know how I'm going to ship this. I'm losing my mind." And then Stamps comes in and says, "Why so serious? Just ship it with us." Because listen, it's not just that they're cool. It's not just that they're fun. Here's what matters for my business. It's money. Yep.
Money.
I'm a little
money
capitalist
and time.
Over here.
Time
Here's what this
money.
Does. You can save up to 89% off of USPS and UPS rates, and that is on God. I'll put it there because the discounts are absolutely insane, guys.
Yeah,
listen,
it doesn't sound real, but it is.
Make the no-brainer decision that 1 million other businesses like ours have made with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code GENIUS for a special offer that includes that 4-week trial, plus free postage, and what else, John?
A free digital scale.
Yes, sir, baby. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code GENIUS.
Thank you so much, Stamps.com, code GENIUS. Thank you, guys. Okay, shipper packages and mine.
Okay, what about, you're not sold on the iPad Pro, but can I sell you on the new Magic Keyboard with an aluminum top case and larger trackpad or the Apple Pencil with haptic feedback? Can I sell you on either of those, sir?
Sure. Both.
So you'll buy every accessory for your iPad.
If the only way to get the metal Magic Keyboard is to get the iPad Pro, I will get the iPad Pro. Like, if that's the only way, I will
You're
succumb.
You're too much. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't like you anymore. I don't love you anymore. So that was really cool to see this event confirmed. German shared a lot of other stuff that I want to jump into.
Confirmed. This is the first surprised Apple event we've had in so many years. When's the last time you were like,
"Yeah,
whoa"? When's the last time you didn't expect an Apple event and they were like, "Ta-da, just
Dude,
kidding."
I didn't even make a video about this, which
no,
I'm
that's
sure
how
you were
that's how
by.
You know we've had enough.
But that was just because I was getting on a plane to Seattle to go visit our friend Andrew Edwards for a little YouTube event.
For the creator thing, how was that?
It was fun. It was really cool. Met a lot of great folks. I'm just sad because I should have made a video, but I didn't. I just kind of it feels weird. I uploaded an iPhone 16 Pro video today, and then I didn't even make a video
with
about the
and it went out right before I hopped on here, so I haven't watched the whole video. But you sent me some of the renders from it, and dear God,
yeah, I can show you.
You did not have easier. To go that hard.
Oh, look, it's the number one recommended video on our Apple track.
Let's go.
yeah, so basically, cool little video.
Video
with some renders by Crody. We're getting some new render boys in the mix here. Amazing. And that one's actually by Shay still. But yeah, very, very fun video. Got some really cool...
Shay got fired, if anyone's wondering.
No. Well,
he's no longer with us.
He's with us still. Yeah, it's very cool, very pretty. These are all...
What the fuck? Is this a render?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Holy shit. That's crazy.
I'm very, very excited for
what
folks to
the
see
hell,
this video.
Sam?
Hey, all that goes to Crody. Follow all here. I gotta give him a shout out. He did a great, great work.
What the hell?
Making these renders. Yeah, he's a great dude. He's behind these. Go give him a follow. I have a very big. I'm very good at finding people with under 1,000 followers that are the best render people in the world.
Yeah.
I do have a track. I'm 3 for 3 on that.
Yeah, you so have far. A track record of finding people under 1,000 followers and then creating a monster out of them.
Yeah, but I love
and then just
monster.
Sending them off in the world.
Sending them off in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Incredibly cool. Very, very fun.
Congratulations! I know you've been trying to get that video out for a hot minute.
Thank you. Yeah.
I see why.
Thank you. Thank you. Very happy with it. iPhone 16 Pro. Cool. Cool phone. Renders, I think, make it look prettier than it will actually
cool
be.
Cool phone. Yeah. Yeah.
But excited for that. Hey, I saw you made an iPhone 16 video too. It's like we're back.
Oh, yeah, I did. But I only did that as a way to lead up to a different video. It's just like a stepping stone. So I can't even count it. I'm not really back in the game. It was a strategy. Yeah.
Damn, that's
I hate to report
evil.
This news to you. Yeah.
That's really terrible, evil, man.
Just the worst.
Okay, Gurman shared some other stuff today, which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
Specifically about Vision Pro.
You are fake news.
Dude. I don't even know how to say this.
Hang on. I'm reading this for the first time. For audio listeners, Roadmap doesn't call for a new model until fall of 2026 as the company struggles to figure out how to make a cheaper version. Vision OS 2.0 is catch-up release, not a game changer. Expansion to China happening in the near future. Huh.
Dude.
Interesting.
I...
Their marketing guy for Vision Pro also just, I don't know if he retired or went somewhere else.
Yeah.
After like almost 30 years of the company. Interesting timing when no compete clauses are banned. So
yeah, very,
convenient.
Very cool dude. Did you see that I had met him on Vision Pro launch day?
Who? No. Oh, you met him. That's the guy you met?
Yeah, yeah. Look.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Frank Casanova.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. This is a real video.
Yeah, and then he fucking left. So how does that make you feel? He shook your hand and then left Apple.
I do wonder if maybe I played into this because he did shake my hand in front of the Vision Pro that I decimated.
Mm. Yeah.
So I wonder if he was maybe like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
No, I kept another one.
Look what the children are doing to my products is what he said.
Yeah, which fair. He was a really nice guy, though. He was very, very excited and very friendly. I don't know. It was cool. Very, very cool to meet him. But he's retired. I'm a little shocked by the fact that there will not be a new Apple Vision Pro headset for 2 more years. Dude, that's going to kill
glad
the product.
Glad I bought this one then.
That's going to kill the product.
It's not going to kill it. It's going to be literally fine.
That's not... They need to innovate. If they do that, Vision Pro... I will call Vision Pro as a failure if they don't innovate on it anymore.
Oh, no. You will?
The current product is broadly, not a good thing. It's a great first-gen product, I think, but... It's a good first-gen product, but... It's a good first-gen product for men who like tech. And
what would you rather them do, though? Like, you don't find hope in the fact that they're, taking a step back to reevaluate?
No, they just need to make it thinner and lighter.
How? You can't ask for both things. You can't come on Genius Bar, the most popular show on the planet.
True.
That Apple definitely listens to religiously. I hear every Monday when they get in the office, they don't even work. Apple Park is just reverb of Genius Bar in different office rooms. That's all it is. And they hear you every week say, it's got to be better. It's got to do this. It's got to do that or else I don't like it. And they're like, oh, well, that wasn't in the plans for the next one. So I guess we have to figure out how to rearrange this. Let's get the right people together to make the right product and do what Sam suggests. And then you're not happy with that either. So what, Sam, on Monday, tomorrow, when everyone at Apple is listening to this podcast, what do you have to say for yourself and for them?
More light materials like carbon fiber, and you got to eat some of the cost and your profit margin to make this product succeed.
Okay, eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can see that the sales of Vision Pro are not
doing. Do you think if they ate physically a Vision Pro, they would understand it better?
Maybe. I think that could be helpful. You don't see this as a big red flag for the product? They didn't wait years for the Apple Watch. They didn't wait years for the iPad.
No, they didn't, but the Apple Watch was definitely more like... I feel like that was much easier to manage and roll out, especially when a lot of consumers wanted it for $300, $350, $400, whatever. This is a much harder sell, so now I think they have to be like, okay, how can we actually do what we want to do, but at a price that people that won't hurt them? Like, well, how can we? They've got to find a balance between how can they deliver what they want to deliver and do it at a cost that we'll be okay with. And who knows? Maybe some of those, maybe some of the weight is like, well, these parts will be cheaper for us to manage in 2 years.
I mean, sure. But
and that's just what we're hearing right now. Like, I also wouldn't be surprised if we hear this is how news works. I'm sure the fact that they're going back to the drawing board is accurate.
Well, we don't know that. They haven't said going back to the drawing board. They just said no new model.
You know what I mean? Like trying to reorganize the plan.
Sure.
Okay, that could be true, and then the news does its own thing with interpreting that as in like, oh, we won't see another one until this time at least. Whereas I wouldn't be surprised if we also hear a story that comes out that's like, okay, new plan is this, once they've solidified that. And also, this is coming from Mark Gurman. And I never thought I would be questioning reports from Mark Gurman.
Yeah,
but right now, I mean, it's touch and go until we got some action on the Gurman front.
I just want to use my Vision Pro more, and it's just so bulky and so big, and I am gonna, gosh, that's in like a couple days. I really want to do a video on Vision Pro. I'm just sad, basically. Like, I just really wanted to know that it doesn't seem like Apple's very committed to Vision Pro, which is weird.
Mm.
Because they kind of phrase this as the next big thing, and now they're like, well, it's going to be more like a Mac with not that many updates and really expensive, and only some people like it. We might do a cheaper version, but I don't know. And, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the dialogue that nobody's talking about Vision Pro anymore, which is kind of true.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that's a good sign. I think that Apple...
What the... Same as a woman in his closet. Somebody go and check on this woman.
No,
that's a joke. No one bothers Sam.
Yeah, please. I can't take it anymore. You're cool. You're fine. You think this is good for Apple? You think it's a good look?
I mean, that's hard to say. Like, it's hard to look at an outside news source and then judge them. Like, when we don't know the full scope of it, I share the sentiment of like, it's sad. I expected more. I wanted more. I believed in it more. It's interesting to me because it is so good. And it almost like I almost go back to my original before, like right after they announced it is when I did an episode saying like they missed the landing here on telling people how it's going to fit into their lives. And like, I love it and I use it every day, but like, even I feel like even I would struggle to tell you why. And I feel that Apple, that as a marketing company, as a company that like absolutely thrives off of the marketing of their products, should have done a better job translating what this is. And it, I almost feel as if the price is only half the problem. Even if this was half the price, I feel as if it's a hard sell until you tell regular people why it's important. And it's so hard to translate an experience like that for people that have never understood VR, never used it before. Half the people that I let try Vision Pro were so blown away that they went and bought a Quest. You know, that was like they always heard about VR. They always saw commercials for it, but they thought it was gimmicky and they didn't understand it until they tried it. And then the Quest is so ridiculously accessible that, you know, that was the easier buy. Mm-hmm. If they give up, like if we start hearing reports that, which I just don't see this happening, but if we hear reports that Vision Pro as a project has been like dissolved, then I'll be sad. But just hearing that, the words, however they're typed in a news article, what I'm hearing is they don't want to deliver another product like this. It has to be better, and they got to figure out how the fuck do you make that better in a way, in a package that people will buy.
I'm going to go back to what I said a few weeks ago, that you were like, you can't just make cheaper. You know, just because you don't like the price, you can't just make Apple make it cheaper. But I really believe...
That's how you make it cheaper.
But I'm saying I really believe Apple needs to eat the cost for this to be a success. I think Apple, in their Tim Cook era, mm-hmm. is like, we got to make money on this. You know, shareholders, stock, we got to make money. You know, we're such a mature company. We got to have a good, you know, 30-40% profit margin on Vision Pro. Maybe it's less than that. Maybe it's, I don't know the exact profit margin, but it's pretty apparent that they are making some money on Vision Pro. And I really think they should have seen this as a loss leader.
I think that's fundamentally wrong, though, because for the last 10 years, they've probably spent ungodly amounts of money, billions of dollars in R&D. I guarantee you they have not made that money back. They are most certainly eating the cost. Maybe they aren't eating the cost in the hardware, but they are eating the hell out of the cost right now. And I think that's what they're – I think once they've had enough time and they step back and see how much money they've lost, that's when they're like, oh, fuck. We got a new plan, guys. We got to come up with a new plan. I think they are just absolutely eating it.
I agree with you. They definitely haven't made back the money they made to develop it. But to actually sell this and something that's so foreign, especially a first-gen product that is so big and so bulky, that mm-hmm. is only good right now for watching movies, I just think a different approach would have been better. And I'm actually with you more than ever that they did – actually, no, sorry. I'm against you more than ever that Apple messed up the marketing. I think Apple did their best. I think Apple – I mean, they've showed everything this thing is good for. It's really sick to see memories. It's mm-hmm. fun to move windows around. It's great for watching movies. It's fun to connect with people too. But fundamentally, the only thing that you are seeing resonate at even a little bit of a scale is watching movies. And that is something I do on the plane all the time. Like every time I'm traveling, I'm taking my Vision Pro, I'm watching movies. It's phenomenal. It's I'm watching Succession. I'm hooked. I've never been so into a show in my life.
Oh, and dog! I love Succession. Yeah, also, yeah, something you should know, I don't care how many shows you watch from here on out. There is no theme song that goes as hard as that one.
It's good, man. It's good.
But I just got done watching The Sopranos for the first time. It's like one of those things that I avoided my whole life. You know, if there's like an old piece of media that, well, I'm fucking 27 now, still haven't seen it, might as well live the rest of my life without seeing it. Yeah. I just sat down, watched the first few episodes, was hooked. Absolute. Yeah. I feel like there's a part of me missing now that I've finished that show. It feels so weird to not be in that universe now. That theme song is great on Sopranos, but it's still not as great as Succession.
It's really good. At the same time, if I'm at home the other night, I was going to watch an episode, and the idea of putting the Vision Pro on, getting in it, was awful. I just watched it on my TV. Uh-huh. And it was smaller, and I wish my TV was bigger, but it was just it's just so big and... Having your eyes that close to the screen, I still experience eye fatigue and strain with the product. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated because I feel like it's just 99% there, but that last 1% is everything. And
it's probably more than, yeah. It
like the tech is incredible. The hand and eye tracking are magic, and the fidelity and the 3D, it's so good, but it's like that last 1% is everything. And
I did not expect to feel this way. It really caught me off guard, because what has transpired is exactly what I was warning everyone about 8 months before it came out. So you would think I'd be like, I mean, I tried to tell you guys. You.
Yeah.
But I just feel sad, because it is really, really good.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that something, even if it's really, really good, being really good still isn't enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, and
I don't have the answers. That's why I'm saying, okay, one of the biggest complaints from maybe not iPhone users themselves, but everyone outside of that sphere, one of the biggest things is Samsung did it first, Huawei did it first. These features have been out for 10 years on Android. Apple did it, and then they claimed it, that it's magic or that it's the best. A lot of the reason why your favorite features, whether hardware and sometimes software, but more so the hardware that is supposed to drive that software, a lot of the reasons why you don't get those features early on an iPhone is because those companies aren't producing the hardware at the scale that Apple has to produce it. And for them to be able to produce the iPhone at the same price every year, they can only put so many certain features in there that fit in that budget while making the phone. And so sometimes the features that you wished were here this year are actually cheaper to implement in 2-3 years. And that might be what we're seeing here with Vision Pro. It might just be literally the hardware that they want to include is too expensive right now, and maybe they're having a hard realization of, even though we put what we felt was the best in this, still out of a lot of people's price ranges. And I'm sad. I think I would be, the thing that's stopping me from like being upset with them or wanting them to do it faster is that I don't have the actual answer. And if I don't know the answer, I can only hope that the company with all the resources in the world could have a better grasp on this than me and figure it out. And if it's 2026 and Gen 2 drops and it's not better, then we should be very worried.
Yeah. And I shouldn't claim to know the answer, but to me,
if you had to guess, what do you think would solve this?
I just look at trade-offs that Apple could make. That the tech is there right now. For example, make the whole thing out of carbon fiber and drop the aluminum. It's still a premium material, hella expensive, gonna eat into your margins, but it would make the product so much more comfortable and accessible for people. That's the one thing, is the weight. The second is, I do think that there's something with eye strain or the way the screens work. For me, the screens are still very bright a lot of the time. I wish there was, it seems like the screens can't get as dim as I'd like. I mean, maybe these are Vision OS 2 things that we're hearing Apple is going to be, you know, Apple's working on Vision OS 2.
Have you tried turning down the brightness?
Yeah. There's only three options for brightness.
Even the lowest one is too much?
Yeah. And because I got those sensitive, beautiful blue eyes, you know. I kind of am with you that maybe it was just too early. And commit. And as I've said forever,
I hate this show.
Yeah, me too. VR might just be a suck. Like VR might just suck.
It's not though. That's what's so frustrating. Frustrating. VR and AR, I still feel so passionate about. The form factor that is just not working. The things that they delivered on, even though they felt like they had to be, for the first time with Apple's consumer base, shouldn't have been launched in this massive thing. That's the thing I said the very first time I talked about this after they announced it. The form factor is just so big. It's so much.
And I am still maintaining AR is it. I think AR is incredible. I think that is actually, I'm with Tim Cook on that one. I think it's a transformative technology. It just seems like we are further away from that being cool and great than everybody thought we were, if this is the best thing Apple can drop. And yeah. I still like it.
I just think VR comes hand in hand with AR. Like, in order for there to be good AR, you master VR first. Hmm. And so I feel like they're always going to be in the conversation together, unfortunately.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess we'll see. Never thought about it that way. Anyway, curious thoughts. German also saying that there is apparently a lower cost version that could come out between now and 2026.
I had heard the Q4 2025 and it wasn't the Pro. So
this might sound insane, but I would actually, if it was a lighter weight with similar quality, you know, not as good but similar, I would buy the cheaper version and use that to watch movies more. I mean,
well, okay, yeah. What would you rather have first? Do you think that they should give us Vision Pro 2 first or prioritize the more affordable version of whatever this is going to look like?
I am struggling to think of more applications than virtual movie theater.
Okay.
So to me, I'm like, I don't really know if it matters. I mean, again, this is Apple's job to sell us on this, to come up with cool things. I mean, there's some great apps. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. What else are you doing in VR? I mean, games, maybe.
I would love to have full-fledged games.
Fitness could be sick, maybe with the cheap version. But again, like, just feels like VR is trying to solve a lot of really niche things for a lot of niche people rather than being a more ubiquitous technology like an iPhone moment. Because for me, I just thought, oh, it would be cool if they had VR fitness, but I also work out at a gym. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if they have this VR game thing, but I also just like gaming on my PC because I'm playing FPSs and you're not really going to play a first-person shooter like Call of Duty and a Vision Pro. So it seems like it's solving these really specific things, but I wish we had more of the story. I feel a bit in the dark. I feel like Apple dropped this. Everybody's losing their minds. Apple Vision Pro is here. This is real. And it's just, it literally went down as fast as it went up for people talking about it and the excitement. Mm-hmm. And I mean, are you doing anything else other than watching content on your Vision Pro? Because like, I will never put this thing on unless I'm watching.
I do a lot. Sounds weird, but I do a lot of space stuff. I'm going through a phase currently where I'm just like absolutely fascinated by, I mean, I always have been, but a little bit of the tism is kicking in with this. Mm-hmm. I am like overly obsessed and overthinking about space constantly.
Okay, like
and
in
so
what?
I do a lot of space apps.
Oh, you mean like space as in the sky?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like spatial computing. Like you're just dragging windows around all day.
No, like actual.
I was like
space.
Weird fixation. It's been out for two months. But
yeah, I mean,
off.
I know we just talked about the fittest flat earther and like space is questionable, but
yeah. Okay, so you're. Like the planet apps or what are you up to?
Yeah,
there,
and
buddy?
And constantly like multitasking is really great, specifically when I'm watching stuff, like being able to have like text open and other stuff while I'm watching a menu. I still make a lot of thumbnails in it. Well, just with my MacBook Air and some Photoshop. I don't really use, like, it's not a default, right? It's not, when I use my MacBook Air, I'm not defaulting to using Vision Pro every time I open that thing. There's just specific experiences that are better that way, like making a thumbnail. I would love to see... even if it's just at Apple ecosystem stuff at first, like, where's Final Cut Pro?
Yeah, I mean, editing could be an interesting application. I'd probably give it a try, although they brought Final Cut to iPad, and I'll be honest, I've never actually tried to edit a video because it seems kind of terrible.
I mean, yeah, there's no reason, especially when we've been editing the other
way
forever.
Which is super hypocritical of me because I was like, we need Final Cut on iPad. It needs to be real for years, and then they finally brought it, and I was like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. That's silly. Like, I'm just a silly person.
Well,
like,
you don't edit on an iPad, so...
Yeah,
it's
maybe
it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Maybe with the M4 iPad Pro.
Yeah, maybe. You
know, maybe they do some AI stuff in Final Cut for iOS. It could be interesting.
Yeah. I would like to talk about what's going on with AI.
Okay. What's going on?
I'm asking. What the hell?
You tell me.
Like, I would love to figure out the psychology and why it is so surface level right now. Like, I would love to find out why AI pins exist or the Rabbit R1. Because the pitch is that it detaches you a little bit from your phone. It does the stuff that you use your phone for where you don't need your whole phone. So you could use this instead. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if, like, the idea or... I feel like what we're seeing with these pins and AI isn't... like the diagnosis for something, or isn't the solution for something, it's a symptom of something else. Like, I feel in 10 years, we will have forgotten about these AI pins and be like, what were humans doing? Why was that like a thing that we felt we had to do? And so I'm wondering about the psychology with that. Is it AI is really fascinating, let's make a fully AI product? Or is it something else? Is it we're scared of our phones? Are we scared of what our phones are doing to our brains and our attention spans, and we're trying to back up away from them a little bit? Like, we're looking for ways to detach ourselves from that. And I'm curious. Or is it simple? Is it super simple? Are we just bored with the smartphone? Are nerds bored with the smartphone? Everyone else isn't, but...
Is it you're asking if it's a foldable phone moment, as we'd call it?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Is the reason these exist, is it because these people really think that this is a good product, or is it because we're lost because we're scared of our phones and how invested we are with our phones now and how much they consume us? It wasn't like this. We weren't supposed to have all this information in our brains. We weren't even supposed to be able to travel to another country. There was no way to get from here to there. We were just walking places, bro.
Yeah, are you okay? Are you spiraling right now?
Yeah, and now we just have like...
We weren't supposed to ever eat... You're going to be like, we weren't supposed to ever eat cooked meat. We were supposed to eat raw meat. Why are we cooking things?
You kill all the vitamins when you cook it.
Let me counter by saying I recently have become more excited for iOS 18 than ever before.
Go on.
Because in seeing some of these AI tools and realizing that you can just ask them things and actually get a somewhat good answer some of the time, which is a very key distinction, somewhat good answer some of the time, I think I really want that on my phone, but I don't need a separate gadget. I was cooking chicken breasts, thinly sliced chicken breasts, and I needed to know how long I should cook them in my air fryer. And, you know, asking Siri, you never really get the right thing. You know, yeah. But the idea that I could just simply say, how long do I cook this? And it'll list two or three different sources and give me an aggregate of the best info. That's actually really useful. The thing is, my phone can just do that. So when my phone can do that, that's that implementation of AI that I am craving. Because I do think it's some of both of what you're saying to tie it together. I think AI is a transformative thing. I think it having is. Access to that information in a way that Google has failed us is really valuable. I also think these gadgets are just a stopgap until we get that. I genuinely do not see the need in any way for a AI pen or a rabbit when the thing that you already own with a software update will now do it for free. I have to carry something extra, I have to charge something. I don't know.
When you were saying that, something horrific popped in my head.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Listen, geniuses, I am just putting the thought out there. I am not trying to be that guy, all right? I'm not the fittest flat earther, okay? I just want, save this for years from now. A slight part of me is worried about this because... when we Google stuff or look something up on the internet, we are presented with the choices ourselves and we have to sift through them. And that already goes haywire. The access to that much information just also means that when you find a good source of information, right below that could be the opposite of good, and you could fall down that rabbit hole and have the wrong information. With the AI pins and stuff, or just AI in general, let's say it's on your phone, your iPhone, and you ask, you are going to start to trust the single answer it gives you rather than trying to do your own research. Mm-hmm. And that leaves them open to curate the information you're receiving. Mm-hmm. So whereas the best version of AI to me is able to go through without bias all of the information and sort of get the average and give you that answer, we are likely not going to know the moment when it goes from that to a little bit more sinister, to when it's being steered. Like, where it's still AI, but the machine learning itself is being steered in a certain direction, whether that's good or bad, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying a certain political party could get access to certain answers.
AI's gone woke.
You know what I mean?
It only gives me woke results.
No, I'm not just saying that.
Sounds like somebody's a Grok user. You've been using a little too much Elon X platform Grok over there.
But do you see the difference?
I see what you're. I don't use Grok.
I don't use Grok,
and I really don't use ChatGPT that much.
But do you see how Grok is a different experience than other AI? Why is that? It's being steered.
Yeah.
So.
And that concerns me.
I'm worried we're going to become accustomed to asking and receiving single answers and just accepting them, and somewhere in there, we're gonna get whoop. We're not gonna see the moment where it's starting to get steered. And that's worrying. Just food for thought. It could never happen. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but in 5 years, somebody's gonna pull this clip up. You guys pull up bullshit clips of me from 3 years ago. You find stupid stuff and you remember it and you share that. You should remember this as well. Thank you very much.
I think your concerns are valid. I am not super conspiratorial in the regard that I usually just assume that things are going to work out, because I think generally that they do. Because people say the same things about, with the Edward Snowden NSA stuff, a lot of people say the same thing. Well, what's going to happen when the government has all your data? Well, the government has had all of our data. Life is basically the same.
That's the TikTok thing. Like, they aren't upset that TikTok is collecting the data. They're upset that the U.S. doesn't have the data on you. They want, if you're a U.S. citizen, they don't want China to have that data on you. We want to have that data on you. That's why TikTok's getting banned until they sell themselves, or at least the data, off to, what's the rule? It has to be U.S.-based and it can't be a tech company?
The data's already managed in the U.S. It doesn't. Actually, like, the data's been on U.S. servers for like a couple years now. It doesn't really seem. I don't know. I apparently.
What are you going to do when they ban it?
Well, there's a secret part of me that wants TikTok to get banned, so I don't have to worry about it anymore, and I can just make YouTube videos.
Okay.
Now there's a lot of creator. There's a lot of creator friends that I have that have built businesses and livelihoods on TikTok. So for their sake, I rescind that, and I hope it succeeds. Mm-hmm. But there is that secret part of me that's like, oh, I could spend a lot more time on YouTube again.
Yeah, okay.
Simpler times, man. Yeah. Simpler times. Take me back to like 2018. But I see what you're saying. And I don't know if we're going to know if or when a switch would ever be changed to strike a certain way. I mean, I don't know. It's not something that I'm currently worried about. I'm kind of concerned about what I'm going to eat for dinner more than anything.
Yeah,
that's
feel
more
that.
Imminent. Yeah. I don't know. The more I've aged, as my bones have gotten weaker and more frail,
I feel like
I've stopped worrying about as much stuff. Not saying that I shouldn't. I'm just saying I think I've made that choice to step back a little bit more and be less involved with the catastrophes of daily life.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain age that everyone hits.
Yeah,
where you realize nothing really matters that much.
I mean, yeah. So what if they're steering?
It's all fake. None of it is real.
I'm already being steered.
Humans made all this up.
What do you think? Do you think that there's a way to counteract the steering? Like, do you have a solution for what we would do if
it would just require people not missing when it happens, and that's going to be very hard. And there's got to be enough voices that, like, and there's got to be proof. And proving stuff with these newer AI companies that are popping up that are private companies is going to be harder. Again, not trying to scare anyone. It's just a thought that popped up when I was like, hang on, wait a minute. This could backfire a little bit if they wanted to make it backfire.
To seriously answer your question, I hope that – I'm not sure if this is a good parallel, but
hit me.
Maybe it will bring you some comfort.
Comfort.
You know how people on TikTok like me make lie about Apple videos and they just say Apple's done stuff when they haven't? And they'll say, iOS 18 just came out and now you can see who – you can see your most recent person you've texted.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody in the comments says, switching to Android, can't believe Apple would do this. And then it's not actually real because they made it up. I think it's – for me, I think I could see a parallel between that and a day where AI is more ubiquitous and everywhere, right? There's going to be that – there's going to be a bad actor that gives you the wrong information. But I think as long as the option to actually Google – oh, God, I'm using a brand name. As long as the ability to – seek out information independent of the algorithm, even though Google is an algorithm. As long as there's some way to see alternate information in the information ecosphere, hopefully it remains competitive and it's not just all the same thing. I think that we will be okay.
Yeah.
But if it's simple, I mean, because it's a great tool. And I think you see parts of that with Google already when you just search how to air fry a chicken and it comes up with that first preloaded result.
Yeah, like as it is, the algorithm in Google is already steering stuff a certain way. Like if you use Bing and Google, they don't use the same algorithms. Yeah. So that's already happening. But you have a better chance of like finding your own information or being able to learn for yourself. With these AI pins, you're not browsing. It's just this is the answer it gave you. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah, and a lot of times AI is really inaccurate. Which is one of the big problems right now.
Yeah.
I'm really sad about iOS 18 in one regard, though, because German said it's not going to be apparently an iOS 7 level.
But I saw a TikTok from you where you were pointing like this, and you're like, the iOS 18 new design confirmed. Here it is.
That was what they said.
But German also said there was going to be a design.
It sounded like he said it was like major design. I think he did say major design.
He literally did. Yes.
It's a checkmate. Germans.
That's what I mean. I just
I don't know what's going on.
I'll play it again.
You are fake news.
There it is.
Couple of other big updates. This is huge.
Calculator.
Calculator app.
Oh, love to see
it. Hot takes on this. We're happy that Apple has finally made apparently a calculator app that is
good
enough.
What if it's only on the Pro?
That would be really iconic and hilarious. I'd actually support that.
Have to buy iPad Pro to see calculator app.
Very cool.
Do you remember that interview was it with Marquez or somebody else? Craig did an interview where they were asked about the calculator app and he was when we put a calculator app on the iPad, we don't want to just put like a blown up version of the iPhone app. It has to be a better, more functional app. So I'm curious what's good enough for them to finally put a calculator app on it.
Or maybe they just cracked it.
Yeah, maybe they just gave up and put it on there. Maybe it is the iPhone app.
Here's another one. Apple's stopping FineWoven because it's terrible.
Because it's the fucking worst. Yeah, it's god awful.
Dude, I've touched some of these. A
couple major misses the past year.
But man, not good. And I just want to ask a question.
Hit us.
You know, talking about cases.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to say this, but nobody's allowed to get angry. Can we just all agree?
Is this directed
at me? Promise
me. Is this directed at me or the
audience? This is directed at everybody that's listening right now. Please don't get mad. Just hear me out first.
Okay, you have the floor.
I really miss using this case,
and I
want to know when it's okay for me to use it again.
I don't think it is.
I'm not working with them, but it genuinely is my favorite case, and I have not found one that's better. So I need either one or two things from you guys listening.
For audio listeners, he's talking about exactly what you think he's talking about, the case.
I'm holding up a Casetify case. That, now, to be clear, have not talked to them in months, no future plans. This is not me planting a seed or something. This is just me personally as a human struggling.
When can you be seen on the streets? with that case?
One of two things I need. I need either A, a pass to just use the case because I really like the way that the case is. And it just, oh, it just feels so good. The second thing is I need an alternative case that's better, that is similar and like the rubbery and nice material and look cool. But I need one of the two. So I either need a suggestion from you or
a
pass.
D-brand case.
No, the D-brand ghost case is the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. But maybe I could try the grip from them. I don't know. I just need a better recommendation.
The grip case.
Yeah, that's, I feel like
the grip case is just like regular kind of fine case with another sticker on the back. So
yeah,
it's instead of putting their sticker on phone, if they can't convince you to put it on phone, they just put it on a case for you, sell the case.
Fair. Good idea. And the third option is you can't be mad. So those are the rules. Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Those are the rules.
I've been using, and listen, other cases are great. Like I still like Rhino Shield. I work with them. They're very fun to work with. They make great cases. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I went back to this and I've just been so much happier with my phone. Jesus, I don't know why. I don't know how to explain it. And I want to know when it's okay, again, not to work with them, even though if they fixed it, that'd be really nice one day. Even if that wasn't the case, mm-hmm. I would just like to use the case.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not mad.
And to be clear,
I don't know what the statute
I do not support content theft. I think stealing is bad. And I know, and they need to apologize or pay up for the wrongs they did of stealing stuff from Dbrand. Even though I'm not on the best terms with Dbrand, what Casetify did by stealing things was wrong and bad.
Yeah. And for all your listeners, to clarify, the case that he has on is not one of the thefty cases. Different case.
No. Yeah. It's the Nothing collab, which, yeah. Anyway, this seems like a sponsored bit. It's not. It was just a thought that I have. I'm thinking about tweeting. When is it okay to use this case again and just see what the people on Twitter say? Maybe put a poll below it.
Now,
to see
never.
If the tensions have died down. Mm-hmm. But it's just a question, okay? Again, I don't support. See, then it's be like, how do you support with them and then still rock their case?
I haven't seen a single Casetify ad since. I didn't know they were still a thing.
Yeah, they're like the most popular they've ever been outside of the tech community.
Okay.
Yeah, literally every influencer aside from the tech community rocks a Casetify case, wow. Which is kind of funny. And it's not cool. Or is it cool? I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh my
God. I'm trying to figure it out.
God,
so just
get next to this man.
I'm curious, all right? And I'm just asking. And I think you're all going to say no, you're bad and you're terrible and you shouldn't support a company that does theft. I'm just hoping that there's a point that we can forgive and forget.
And if that point is when, not now, when?
Yeah, I just like a date would be great. Like, is it 2026? Yeah. Is it when Vision Pro 2? Okay, can we make a deal? When Vision Pro 2 comes out, can I start using it? I mean, what are the parameters here? Let me know.
I would feel, yeah, but also you're using it now. So you are deciding now is fine.
No, I've been playing around with it again.
You got to stand on business. Just stand on business.
I'm going to use
this case, and there's not a goddamn thing anyone can do about it.
No, then that sounds like I'm. Yeah, I don't have that kind of. That feels really good to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand.
You want to just try it, see how it feels?
No.
Okay.
Because I understand. I feel like that's probably not the best way to end this segment. Okay. Maybe I've kind of done one of those harsh takes before about this brand. Remember when the mm-hmm. whole thing was going down?
I do recall, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think I've
happened
learned.
Right in front of my eyes.
Brutal. I was sitting on the floor of my apartment. I had just moved in. Dude, can you believe I've been in LA for almost 6 months?
Yeah. I think it was just the stress of you moving in. I don't think it was you. That's the problem.
Yeah, let's.
You were just
that.
Overwhelmed. I think he gets a pass, even though you
like
now is using the case. But you know,
I feel that I'm a new person since I moved. I really do.
New person, same case though.
There was a long break, and hypothetically, I'm not using it. I'm just you do this. You feed in to what you know people are going to say, so it's just an even easier dunk, and.
Easier I done. Just, no, you know I genuinely what? Don't know what people are going to say.
Does this make you? Does this I'm make everybody on more comfortable? For this one. Does this make everybody more comfortable? Just the actual. I could be a psycho like Luke Miani and just.
I don't have a case on mine. I've decided That's the best way to not get though. Canceled: don't put a case on it at all. No case company can fuck with me.
But that's not I like wearing case. I used to go caseless, but it's so slippery for me now that I basically have to run a case. And I feel more unique.
It's Everybody slippery.
Has the same color. Yeah, it's hella slippery.
Yeah, it's a little slippy. It is slippy. A little slippy dippy.
Yeah.
The edges on this phone still immaculate.
Yeah, really.
Titanium was. Why did we wait so long for this?
But I don't like the way it looks.
What?
Which is why, if you watch my latest iPhone 16 Pro leaks and rumors video, there's a rumor. Now, I'm not sure it's going to happen, but one rumor said it's going to be a shiny titanium.
That'd be pretty hot.
That would be it. That would be the solution.
But if it's shiny, are they going to put another fucking coating of something on it that makes fingerprints look like ass?
It is crazy how I can just basically fingerprint myself on my phone. Look at this.
Somebody's going to copy this.
It's not going to do it.
Your fingerprint and put it on a doorknob somewhere and for the next OJ case.
Well, it's been a busy week, a busy episode. I guess, when is the next Apple event? Oh, it's still over a week. So we'll have one more episode before the next Apple event. Wow.
What and then
we
got to
do
a...
We got to do an... Did you, what? Did you just say, what about Vine?
Yeah, what about it? Is it coming back?
Why was that in... Why did you put that in the notes?
Because I'm curious. Vine is one of those things where we did not fully appreciate it until it was gone.
I definitely fully appreciate it.
Okay, well, en masse, people did not appreciate it until it was gone.
True.
TikTok is phenomenal, but the whole band thing is happening, so it's like perfect time for Vine to come back. Twitter still owns the IP, or sorry, X owns the IP.
X platform.
The issue is that now it's owned by Elon Musk.
Mm.
So now Vine is going to suffer the same consequences that X has. Did you see that X is coming out with a TV app called XTV where you can watch videos from Twitter, from X, on your TV? Can you imagine a worse experience than watching Twitter? Like, I'm
they
sorry.
They just need to invest in video because it's the worst quality.
Barrier, yeah, the barrier to entry. Anyone on Twitter just thinks that they can put videos out. And most of the videos are like actual copyrighted material from somewhere else that they just re-uploaded.
Yeah.
It's cancer on there. It is cancer. I've seen entire movies uploaded, entire TV shows uploaded, entire live event. Like, it is ridiculous.
It really is.
And now they're making an app for that. And the stuff that people say in videos on Twitter, if it is original content, is so... Oh, God. I would... If my option was my only form of like visual stimulation was XTV or kill myself,
that'd be a tough choice.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be an easy decision. That sounds like something they would use as torture at Guantanamo Bay. Like, that is sounds like the worst experience possible. Couldn't imagine.
It's not great. It's not great.
So, I'm glad. I hope Vine comes back, but I'm also worried.
Yeah, that's true. Because I feel like it's. I mean, first of all, it's not going to be the same.
If you think Elon brings call it back, Vine, or is he going to slap something stupid on there too? They're going to call it Mine instead of Vine.
It'll probably be some like X videos. I mean,
X fast.
just terrible. Just a terrible name for anything, but. Well, for most things, actually.
People hate when we complain about Elon Musk or this. It's like we can't. People have a hard time separating opinions from like their political stance.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. I understand.
Yeah, Elon is an incredibly intelligent human. He's done a lot of great things for the Earth, for society. But he's also a fucking sack of shit sometimes.
Yeah,
I can. There can be the two. can be separated. I don't know if you know this, but someone can have a someone can have a different opinion than you, and it doesn't mean suddenly that I am a piece of shit. Fun fact. That doesn't make me a liberal shill because I have a singular opinion that I don't like Elon Musk that much.
Guys, he's a liberal shill. He told me off. He told me off air.
Yeah,
he told me.
I'm sure that
he said the, Biden 2024. I said, hell yeah, brother.
The people in the comments that are like, these podcasts suck since they talk about Elon or Elon's the best or whatever. There is probably somebody that I like that you hate. Person typing that comment, and guess what? We can still be friends.
Wow. Can we give it up for that?
We can still be geniuses. At the end of the day, through thick and thin, through trials and tribulations, through good Apple events and bad, through iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods, and Vision Pro, at the end of the day, we are all still geniuses. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being
you. You can't take that away from me, even if I use a certain case.
You cannot.
I'm still a genius.
Still
That's still
genius.
Me, baby.
Still a genius.
That
Sam's
didn't feel
a genius.
Good.
I'm a genius. If you're listening, you're a genius. If you're watching, you're a genius. We're all geniuses. We're all a family. No matter what anyone tries to tell you, no one can take away. They can take away your house. They can take away your bank accounts. They can garnish your wages. They can take your jobs.
Garnish them.
They can take your jobs. They can take your kids, but they'll never take this away from you. Genius Bar is yours forever to have and to hold. Till death do us part.
Yeah, I like that. Ba 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 bow.
Thanks for listening.
Look at how you drink water.
You have anything else? What do you mean how I drink water?
Nothing. You drink it. Why do you drink it so dainty? You like picked it up. Like you're like, oh, I'm gonna drink some water.
I pick it up so dainty because my arms get such a workout from picking up all my trauma that this is just so light.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll see you next week for, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week because we know that there's an Apple event. It'll
we'll talk about whatever event. Lie Mark Gurman says next.
Bye.
Bye.